833-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show, this Friday, the first day of August 2025 edition. Fabulous Friday with Rick Randall, the author of Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Did you go swimming in Torch Lake this morning?
As a matter of fact, I did. I might sound a little like waterlogged. Oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure God lives down at the end of the pier in the morning.
Yeah,
it's just water's beautiful. It's just so comfortable. And the best part, I have my brother. He's from Asheville, North Carolina. Originally, we're all from Flint, but he went down to Asheville, North Carolina, so he came up with his wife Vicky to visit. He's a chiropractor also, and his daughter's a chiropractor, so it's great to have him around. And and my birthday was Wednesday, so he came up for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir, indeed. One of my favorite days of the year, of course. You know, it does. If it's your birthday or my birthday, I still think it's one of the greatest days ever, because it's fun to just celebrate your birthday. So
yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you a question about the book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. After you were on the show last Friday, a couple of people texted me. I texted them the cover so that people can know what to look for. Available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, other locations as well. How is that going as far as Amazon and Barnes and Noble? Have you been yet picked up by any other sales point for people to be able to get a hold of this book?
Yeah, there was, I last week, I had a heck time finding it myself on Amazon, but then I just Googled it, and there was three or four or five different other places that were selling it. And again, the price was pretty consistent with $23 for a paperback and I think $27 for the hardcover. And hardcover is a good looking book, but so it's available that way. But what do you want to talk about today? I got a few things in mind.
Well, I'm letting you wide open whatever you talk about.
So here, this is good. First, Magnificent Monday. So Magnificent Monday is what I call Monday anyways. I went down. I get to go down to down home area and to my dentist. And so then I had a dental appointment. And then I went and bought a lawnmower. So I was pretty excited about a lawnmower. And then I get to visit my friend Frank. And so last week we were talking about whether you have to or you get to.
Absolutely.
Do stuff. And so my friend Frank, 21 years ago, was paralyzed. And he's a builder, and the trusses came down on top of him and broke him in half. And so he was paralyzed from the waist down, and he was lucky to survive anyways. He tore his thoracic aorta. And so he sits in a wheelchair now, and he it's not that you can't use your legs anymore, but he has excruciating pain that just seems unrelenting. It doesn't go away. So he's been hit with this incredible double whammy, or more than double. But anyways, so we were talking last week about have to, get to. How about this word? Can't. Can't do it. So now all of a sudden, when you can't do it, suddenly, you know how bad he would love to go spread mulch? You know how bad he'd love to just go pick weeds again? It's everything about his life. And so when you start thinking about what it is that you have to do or get to do, think about you can't do. And man, pretty soon you want to do whatever it is because you can do. And so just a shout out to my buddy Frank. So then I got to go swimming. And so my niece, she has five children. And oh my goodness, this is a blast. So, 11 the oldest and 4 the youngest and 4 of them are boys. And they're all good in the pool. She got a little swimming pool. So we're all good in the pool. Well, now, Randy, oh my goodness, it's Rick against Uncle Rick against these guys. And now we got 4 of them. Holy smokes.
So you got to be the pool monster.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, kind of. I think I'm getting whooped on these days. you know, no running around the pool as I try to chase them around the pool. Then they dive in. I dive in. Then they swim the other side, and they're pretty good at getting out. And then they jump in on top of me. And, oh, my gosh, it is just so much fun. So thank you, Dana, for doing that. And that's what I think about Frank, because Frank would love to and can't.
Yeah.
So, but
amazing.
So that was just a great day. And so then I kind of drove on back home. So then we were talking about nice, the word nice. And so the other day, my neighbor, Dan, he's 83 years of age, and he's had some health issues. And so I went out and spread some fertilizer, which is always risky with me. Fertilizer sometimes gets overdone. You know, I'm kind of a super achiever when it comes to fertilizer for some reason. You think a little more is better.
Sure.
So, we'll know in a few days when his grass is no longer green. But anyway, so you go, okay, so I'm thinking about just the law of tenfold return. So the universal laws, they're set, the best one is love and light, and living is the universal love, or universal law of love and light and living. But the universal law of gravity, that's another fascinating one. Don't test that one. And then the universal law of just helping one another, and there's all this energy out there. And so I went out there, and I'm thinking about tenfold return. That's kind of the promise, is that you plant a seed and it grows, you know, a good seed, a healthy seed, a positive seed. It grows into, you know, tenfold return. Well, it's so much bigger than that even. And so when you're out and about, and you talked about just saying hello and how are you, how do we turn this energy on? Because the amazing thing is when you plant that seed, the tenfold return is more exponential than tenfold, you know. Exponential is 10 times 10 times 10, so to speak. And I think that's how it goes. But anyways, the point is this, is that when we're always planting seeds, and so the seeds that we grow or plant, they grow into something. And sometimes they grow rather quickly. Sometimes it takes a little longer. But what's really interesting, you do not know what has already happened in your life because of a seed that you planted. You know, you didn't get hit at a... We're driving. This is an interesting story. We're driving home one night. We got four buddies, softball. We just got done playing softball. And O'Hara's our pitcher, and great guy. And Suchi and I. And so O'Hara's not paying much attention. He's driving, but okay, so it's a green light. And O'Hara stops at the green light. And we're like, O'Hara, it's green. Oh, sorry, man. Anyways, had he not stopped at the green light, the guy going the other way was running a red light. So he would have T-boned us right in the side of the car.
Whoa.
You know, so, okay, you don't know what, you know, what seed did you plant that might have prevented that from happening.
Sure.
You know? And so it's just that tenfold return thing. It's just, there's stuff that grows all the time around you. That's what we talked about before, about your blessings and how we should be so grateful, because we've got so many good things going on. And then you look around and we just have to, and when you focus on your blessings, more blessings show up, you know? And so if we can maintain that attitude of gratitude, if we can maintain that positive, upbeat attitude, if we think about how do we help one another and continue to plant those kind of seeds, and then look around and just see what starts growing in your life. It's absolutely amazing. I talk about generous, and I got to go to Brian's farm. So my buddy Brian, Mark, my good friend, came up. And so Brian grows, I got a great poem for him. He grows the most incredible food. His carrots, Randy, I'll take you up to his farm. It's just, it's in Norwood. And he's a great guy anyways, but he's a genius. He can do anything. He can make stuff. He can fabricate. He can fix. But he can grow. And he's got his potatoes. We just ate some last night. Delicious. But his carrots are 12 inches long. You know, they're huge. His onions are like the size of softballs. The garlic, which I think is probably he's most proud of, is that's like tennis ball sized garlic. You should just see it. He's got it all hanging in the shed. Well, then he says, well, I got a bunch of, you know, volunteer garlic. So we went out and picked up. Oh my gosh, I got almost a pickup load of truckload full of just volunteer garlic that's just growing on his farm. And then he takes the garlic patches, and he goes and parts barley wheat. Let's see, probably had checked. I always forget. He's planting barley back in or whatever, and so that's a natural fertilizer. So he doesn't fertilize with anything other than some incredible mulch and his natural. He doesn't even rototill. He hand picks and weeds. His conclusion was, if you weed, you get bigger onions. He left a little patch where he didn't weed so much. He said, the onions are a lot smaller. So you got to go out there and do weeding. And Randy, I'll be honest with you, I'm not really a farmer, but I sure enjoy eating what he grows. But,
absolutely.
You know, a chiropractor, that ground's about 4 feet too low.
Yeah, like, amen, exactly. Us bending over, that's not a good thing anymore.
Well, you know, you've been talking about that for a little while. That kind of messed your back up. And
yes, it did.
Pulling weeds. You know, Wayne Dyer, he said this is funny. He goes, the only difference between a flower and a weed is a judgment, you know. I mean, weeds doesn't matter if it rains or does. It's dry. It's sunny, cloudy. They just grow, you know.
Right.
You're like, wow, we got to figure out how, you know, kind of look at them a little differently, maybe. But I think dandelions are one of the most incredible flowers in the world. You don't have to do anything, and they just keep showing up. But
the green leaves are actually very good salad.
So, you know, at that Marcy, Brian's friend Marcy, she's sharp. She knows a lot of stuff about, you know, what you can eat. My friend Melissa, too. You know how many mushrooms grow out there in the woods and how many are actually edible? Actually, Marcy, same thing. You know how many weeds grow? And you go, hey, those leaves are so nutritious. And you go, huh. You know, so maybe it's,
right.
it's just a judgment call. But you know, the more you know, that's another word I was going to talk about today. But the more you know, the more valuable you become. And who knows, you might need to figure out how to feed yourself someday. And you're walking through the woods and you know, you got a whole smorgasbord right there.
Right, exactly. Well, one thing that is interesting in reading the book Road Trip is how the words, along with the way you tie it into your own personal life, and then you write the poem for each word. It's really interesting because in reading about a word, actually your definition in the book, your life story, the poem that you write for every word, it's kind of interesting because it changes your perspective in not only for that word on that particular page, Rick, but the overall cumulative effect of the book overall and how it almost starts to permeate into your brain. Talk about that process in your brain.
So that's a good call. So prefrontal cortex is the story, but you ever hear garbage in, garbage out?
Absolutely.
So it works both ways. Good stuff in comes good stuff out. And so that's what I, you know, the Road Trip book is all about, good words. And you feed your prefrontal cortex, that part of your brain that's your thinking part, your executive center, you know, your will to live. You know, it makes a lot of big decisions. Well, it makes them based on what you're thinking. You know, what you know is based on what you hear, what you read, what people tell you, experiences. Hopefully they're telling you their experiences so you don't have to go through some of them yourself. And but yeah, it's, you got to put good stuff in because that's what grows good stuff coming back out again. So
right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey Rick, we're going to keep you through the break. Final segment with Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip. We're going to end up with a word for the day, word for this weekend, and Monday morning. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. And Rick, if you could pick a word out of the book, Road Trip, the Goodwood Book for Success, and give us the definition and give us the poem to end this week, to end heading into the weekend.
So this is a good one. So I know, K-N-O-W. Okay, absolute confidence, be positive, be sure, be certain, no doubt, understand. So here's the important part of this. The important part of the book is this. I wrote it to pump you up. I wrote it for the purpose of to make you feel good, to realize that you boost your self-image, to learn words that you can incorporate your life, because ultimately it's all about what we're sharing and giving to others, you know. So we all have gifts, we all have talents, we all have things that we know that we can share with others. Know that you are here to make a big difference for all of us. Know that this is true. If you were not important, you would not be here. So my thing is, you matter. You matter to all of us. Know that your life is important. You have been designed for great achievement, if only you decide, right? Life is this magnificent play. I talked about that in the word character. But anyways, and you should know that you are one of the most important people in it. You know, it was that story I talked about, the puzzle piece. 1,000 pieces, put a piece puzzle, and you're missing a piece. The first thing you notice is missing piece. You are that missing piece. When we believe that I matter and you matter and we matter, we can all work together in a positive direction for the good of all of us. Know that this is true. So here's the poem. I call it reflective training. And you look at yourself in the mirror. You look at yourself eye to eye to make the reflection clearer. The first thing to say is, I love you. I'm really glad to know you. Today is going to be a great day. I'm excited. I can't wait to show you. I believe in my life with all my heart, and I like the person that I am. I read up above that I'm here because I matter, and I know that I can. So I say this to you. Believe that this is true. Know that you will make the world better because of what you will do. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being you. So that's the word.
Excellent.
No. It's a good one. So, you know, again, we should wake up every day and be happy, be grateful for what we have, be what we're able to do, what we get to do. And it's going to be a fantastic, strong end of the week. And so everybody enjoy your Friday, Saturday, Sunday for sure.
Excellent. Greatly appreciate that. And again, folks, the name of the book, you've heard the commercials, you're hearing his name, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by author Rick Allen Randall. Rick Randall is the author. Again, go to Barnes & Noble's, go to any bookseller that you can find, Google it, DuckDuckGo, just search for it, They have it on Amazon. They have it Barnes & Noble and many other places Rick has mentioned. So we greatly appreciate you, Rick. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend. One of the things I want to talk about. Yeah. One of the things I want to talk about right now, and it's kind of a recap, basically, of the first hour, even our history lesson with Pastor Chadfield in the second hour, even ending today's show with the good words and things and thoughts that Rick brought to us today. What is your mission? Talked about it in the first hour. Why are you here? Why am I here? Why is our radio family here? Our sponsors, the people that listen to the show, you share it, you tell others about it. Really appreciate if you tell people about the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. But we also have podcasts at the very top. If you go to the website, you click on podcasts, they're there every half hour. For example, here, as soon as we get off the air at noon, Rick's last half hour podcast is right at the top. Today's date in the year 2025, August 1st, Hour 3, Segment 2. That podcast is at the top, I believe, for a reason. Heading into the weekend, rest of today, Friday, fabulous Friday, as Rick likes to say. Then, absolutely sensational Saturday. Absolutely glorious, faith-filled Sunday. And then repeats on Monday morning. But I want you to ask yourself this question, and Rick even brought it up just now. You're here for a reason. What is that reason? What is that purpose? What is your calling? I mentioned in the first hour, I believe my mission in life is to be with you guys here on this microphone for as long as possible. And to be able to inform, engage, educate, make your life better, lower the cost of living, make you healthier, make you feel better about yourself. Every sponsor that we have, every radio family member we have, has something for you. Whether it's Mike Lindell's My Pillow products, which I sleep on and dry off with every morning. Whether it's Rick's book, whether it's Curtis Gunsmithing, whether it's Tim Roberts' Patriots Relief, whether it's getting the right insurance through Farm Bureau, Tristan Cole in Bel Air. The point is this. Why are we here? Why have we done this? Why did Vicky buy this radio station and give me the platform to do what I do 9 to noon, Monday through Friday? Why did we choose the music? 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll to trigger memories to help you remember things in your life. Offset dementia, Alzheimer's. That's what the memories do when you listen to the music starting at noon. We thank you for being part of it. Share it. Tell everybody about it. Speaking of, now back to the memories of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots and rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation,